Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. Climbing contains violence, murder, depiction of a plague, and death in an elevator.
Welcome to Elevator 39. Warning, lockdown is in effect.
Lockdown override. Emergency code Alpha. Authorization code 7983.
Override accepted.
Fuck!
Hello. First engineer, Marcus.
Damn it, come on.
Will you be returning to Ocean Platform 7?
No. Take me up.
Sure thing. Please specify a level.
Up, away, up.
Sure thing.
Hurry the hell up or I'm closing the door.
Please specify a level.
Platform 97.
Certainly. Platform 97. Were we waiting for someone?
Oh, just close the damn doors.
Doors are closing. Doors are closing. I have the song Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith paused from your last trip. Would you like to resume?
No, I would not.
Elevator?
Yes, Marcus?
Shut down all the other elevators. Lock down all other traffic on the ribbon.
Lockdown is already in effect.
Even for people who can override a lockdown. Can't risk one of them getting out.
I'm sorry. Level 5 access is required to restrict other users.
But I'm a... Oh.
Hell of a week to get demoted.
Please be mindful of your fellow passengers and remain standing.
Don't worry about me, I just need to sit down for a second.
Please be mindful of your fellow passengers and remain standing.
Not like there's anyone else here.
Yeah. Maybe no one else here ever again.
Please be mindful of your fellow passengers and remain standing.
Beats making small talk on this thing. You hear all of it, don't you? But you can't get bored. You don't have to go up and down this thing for hours, every day, while some kid tries to tell you about the quantum blockchain and cryptocurrency, on their way up to an office that would crash into the ground if there weren't people like me keeping this place from falling apart. Elevator?
How may I assist you?
Input engineering command. Flip breaker 0900 in the central shaft and open vent 36 to the auxiliary refueling station. Crypto won't save your asses, but maybe physics can.
I'm sorry. These instructions could damage the structural integrity of the tower.
Override code 588. Sensor malfunction. Just, you know, trying to save everyone's lives up at the top.
Accepted. Stand by.
Status report on other elevators.
Elevators 1 through 18 are inactive due to decompression at the upper level. The medevac climber is active and ascending.
Who's ascending? Stop them!
I'm sorry. Level 5 access is required to restrict other users.
Any way I can disconnect the climber?
I'm sorry.
Shit.
A medevac climber is required on all structures exceeding stratospheric altitude. Marcus, you are being pinged by Stella Ramirez. Would you like me to put you through?
Shit, sure, put it through.
Marcus? Marcus, is that you? Didn't you hear me yelling? Where are you going?
What does it look like? I'm escaping.
You're not following the lockdown protocols. You should be sheltering in place.
Yeah? Well, neither are you, huh? Guess both of us have seen some shit.
Marcus? What did you see?
Enough to want out. Elevator, turn off the intercom.
Wait!
Elevator.
Yes, Marcus?
Any local news about the tower?
Searching. I found this.
And back to the main story. Traffic to low Earth orbit remains at a standstill this morning as quarantine has been prolonged by an additional 24 hours. That makes it a full 3 days since the crew of the Campanatus first docked with the tower and entered into isolation after completing their trip to Enceladus. They descended to the cluster of labs at the Beta site in the upper troposphere. But it looks like their journey back to solid ground has yet to be completed. Angela, how's the situation at sea level?
Everything's shipshape down here, Chris. They've cordoned off the area for several miles from the main complex on the oceanic platform. Air and sea vehicles are being redirected. This morning, it seemed the astronauts would be released sometime around noon to finish their descent over the next few days, but now it looks like we'll be waiting here a bit longer.
Right. That's what we've been hearing. Now, there's been a report just now of some sort of explosion. Did you see anything down there, or can you speak to that?
There was just now a small explosion up, it's hard to say how high up. A little smoke, a little debris, but no word about it yet from tower authorities. Now earlier, as you know, there was some smoke from a possible fire in the Beta site complex, but we were assured it was under control. It seems like there may have been an accident of some kind, but we expect there to be a statement from the authorities inside any minute
off.
Now.
Signal. Who would I call anyway?
Marcus, you are being pinged by Stella Ramirez. Would you like me to put you through?
No.
Marcus, you are being pinged by Stella Ramirez. Would you like me to put you through?
I said no.
Marcus, you are being pinged by Stella Ramirez. Would you like me to put you through?
Okay, fine, put them through.
Marcus, are you okay?
Oh, fine, just fine, you know, just peachy. Great day, fucking amazing.
What happened? One of the, did they get near you? How about you? You must have been in the lab. The lab staff were first. They were the ones who, well, there's a reason I'm not sheltering in that place anymore. They burst. Filled the whole room with spores, I think. Yeah. I was in the office. Big plate glass window looking out of the lab. Ville Thong, the senior researcher, she walked over and touched the glass. I glanced down for just a second, thinking she needed me to come out and look at something. They were having trouble with some of the samples, and I'm the best at identifying biomatter. When I looked up, she was splattered across that big window.
It was Rick and the new tech Ivanovich that broke our quarantine. Looked fine at first, acted normal, then poof. I ran. Barely managed to close the door behind me.
Yeah, shit. I closed the entrance when I escaped. They must have opened it again. I didn't see them.
When you escaped? Through the lab?
I had a surgical mask, so I took a chance and ran.
Right.
What is it?
I'm just thinking. If they can get through the biolab's airlocks, they can also use an elevator.
Oh, my thought exactly.
So what do we do?
I'm gonna have to stop us at maintenance platform 13.
What?
Looks like you're
almost there. No. I have to get out. I can't.
I'm sorry. There are people sheltering up at the orbital level. I won't put them at risk.
I understand. But come on, they can quarantine us up there. Their shelters are all sealed. Trust me, they're a lot more comfortable than the ones down here, too. Who knows how long we'll be stuck if we stop.
Luckily, it's not up to you. I still have level 5 access. I'll catch up in a couple of minutes and we can talk about it, okay?
No, that's not okay! Shit. Oh no. They stopped me so they could infect me. They were in the lab, they're infected, they're going to infect me, oh god! Okay, elevator, where's the nearest fire extinguisher?
Down the hall, to your left.
Okay. They can't do this. They can't stop me.
Marcus? What are you-
You're not exploding. Oh fuck.
Good idea with the fire extinguisher. Knock them out of the air.
Yeah, I thought, you know.
It's okay. You always had good ideas, Marcus.
Yes, I do. Great fucking ideas.
I always wondered why you hate it here then.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's obvious. That's why you got demoted.
I can try to kill on the emergency feed.
No one's gonna answer. Not till they get the command center under control. You should go down to sea level.
Why? What if I bring that stuff down with me?
It'll take a few days. You'll find out on the way.
You think they'll let me walk out of that elevator when I get there either way? And what about you?
In all honesty, neither of us might be making it out of here. Might as well let me rest a while.
So, how did you know I got demoted? Literally just happened yesterday.
I might have complained about you.
What? Why?
Because you hate the tower. You hate the tower, Marcus. I can see it. You keep chasing promotions and status anyway. Throwing other people under the bus. And I just wanted to give you a chance to ask yourself... Why?
Stella!
Marcus. Why are you climbing?
Elevator.
Welcome to the emergency climber. Please attach harness, as acceleration may exceed comfortable limits. Warning, lockdown is in effect. This climber is to be used for medical emergencies only.
Elevator, go to...
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Please specify a level.
Take me down to... platform 97.
I'm sorry. The platform indicated is up, not down.
I...
Please confirm.
Right. Sorry. Up to the platform.
Ascending.
Hey, elevator. Can you go faster? Authorization code, 7983.
Override accepted, first engineer, Marcus.
Increase speed. Increase speed! Faster.
I'm sorry. Maximum speed has been obtained.
Elevator. I need to open the... No.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Input engineering command. Open. Open all internal vents in platform 97, including the emergency shelters. Shut down air recycler 12. Activate power to the labs. And open all the doors between the elevators of the cloud seeding lab.
Completed.
Wait. Why would I? No.
Platform 97. Have a wonderful day, Marcus.
Climbing was written by Jesse Shushu and directed by Ezra J. Wayne. Script editing by Tal Minear and Colin Kelly Rodriguez. Dialogue editing by Newton Shuttlecotty. Sound design by Colin Kelly Rodriguez. And music by Ali Hilton. Starring Bradley Green as Marcus, Samia DiMeo as Stella, Ariel Hack and Steven Andrasano as newscasters, and Leslie Gideon as the voice of the elevator.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
You folks have room for one more in your group? I think I'd like to leave with you.
Thank you for saving us back there.
You're welcome.
Look, here's a jar of peanut butter!
It hasn't been opened yet either.
That's fine, Eden. Go ahead and put that in the bag.
The government knew this was coming. They're too prepared.
We're going to go to Austin to gather information and see if any of our people made it there safely.
Fuck! What are we supposed to do now?
Put your hearing aids on. Errors are outside, and we need to go.
They have a cure?
Supposedly. No one has been able to confirm it, though.
I'll be honest. I thought about it.
Come on now. We don't want any more trouble.
Eden, come on. That's not fair.
Whatever. Hey! We need to stop somewhere.
If you make any sudden moves, I'll kill you.
Clearly, your protection has worked out incredibly well if one of your men is dead.
What happened to your ear defenders?
You're a monster.
Just like me.
You're wrong!
Am I?
Banshee!
Fuck! Go! Go, 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 go!
Hazel!
Everyone, get down!
What happened to him?
Did you get exposed?
Get in!
Hurry up! Get in!
I said no!
How is that even possible?
This is what you get when you keep a fucking siren around.
Waverly, help!
Well. What do we have here?
Why the fuck are they keeping one of those here? What is that?
I don't know. Let's get back to the truck.
Hey, asshole.
Move out of my way. I'm getting rid of that monster, and then we're getting the fuck out of here.
Hey, mind if I sit here, kiddo?
Hey, Kyra, come look at what I found.
You're lucky it didn't turn you.
We'll get through this, right?
Of course. You and me to the ends of the earth and back again.
Human Error, a road trip through the apocalypse.